Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you feeling like your confidence is sometimes really impacted and you can see some patterns and sometimes you're not so sure? Well, today I'm going to talk about the toxins you want to avoid in order to save your confidence so you don't harm it. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, if you want to keep up to date of all these latest episodes and get a free confidence tip each week, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter linked in the show notes below. Okay, so my mentor, Joseph McClendon, taught us about they used to be called thieves of our dreams, but now they're called the toxins that come into our lives. There's certain behaviors, certain patterns, certain ways of thinking and acting that cause us to, don't allow us to get to our dreams or where we want to go, and actually really impact on how we feel about ourselves in a negative way if we really let these toxins get in the way. And when I started looking at them, I was like, wow, yeah, I'm challenged with that. And actually what he says is that every single human being is challenged from these from time to time. Now, the degree of how many of these and how much they impact you is going to impact you. But it's what I'm going to say when I share them is we'll all be impacted them and we'll continue to be impacted some point in our life. But just by becoming aware of them and then acting and taking actions on them, you'll be able to move forward and further faster with things a lot better. Because, like I say, we're all caught with fears, we're all caught with bad behaviors from time to time, but it's just the degree in which you stay there. Now, how does it feel when you're like caught in the same patterns again and again? If you're anything like me, it's not good. So let's look at these and let's get you aware of these and then moving forward. So I'll go through the list of these things you want to watch. The first one is imposter syndrome. This destroys your dreams, right? If you let it, because it can come up, and I've heard lots of people talk about it in different ways. Some people like it, some people don't. Now, imposter syndrome is when you don't believe you're worthy or good enough to do something, right? And you're like, you do something like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, I don't deserve this, right? Now, for me, you're only an imposter if you're lying. That's my personal view, right? If you try something new and you're like saying you're new or starting out, you know, you don't need to necessarily say every truthful thing about you or share things you don't need to share. But if you're like going out there and starting a business and you're like helping people make like, this is a classic one, claiming to help people make 10K a month each month and you've not done it yourself, well, you're going to feel like an imposter because you kind of are. But if you're out there like helping people overcome a challenge that you've overcome a little bit, then all you got to tell them is you're just sharing your journey. You can only be honest. Honesty and being truthful really help move through imposter syndrome, right? Next one is procrastination, right? This procrastination is always fear, whatever it is. Now, I've heard people say, well, I procrastinate from doing my taxes or boring to paperwork. That's still fear. That's just the fear of being bored or being uncomfortable, which is still a fear, right? So procrastination, how do you do that? Well, break it down smaller and set yourself and be a deadline and be very accountable to someone. The third one, self-doubt. This holds so much of us back. We're like, there's all this comparison, all these things. To overcome self-doubt, what I do is remind myself of my own greatness. I write down all the things that I've achieved, and I like to go and read and review that list regularly and really feel those things. Fear of failure. Well, for this one, look at anyone who's achieved anything. They failed multiple times. So you just need to remind yourself of that. And any time where you kept failing in life in an area and yet you did it. For example, if you're blessed enough to walk, you probably failed at doing that many times until you did, right? Maybe you failed your driving test, or maybe you failed to be good at first sight. Maybe you failed like something and then you overcame it, right? So the next one, fear of success. This is another challenge. People are scared of changing or what others are going to think. Now, in order to develop this, you need to really work on a relationship with yourself. So if you're fearful of success, you need to really tell yourself and drive in at a deeper level that you are worthy of success. The next one, fear of rejection, huge one for human beings, right? So if you want to work through this one, again, it's about working with the relationship in yourself, telling yourself some amazing things, because if you can't reject yourself, nobody else can reject you, because you can only be rejected when you let that feeling come in. And a practical thing to do is actually just go out and say hello, good morning to someone. Be in somewhere where you're going to get rejected later, because when we avoid it, our brains like think it's life or death. But when it actually happens, it then teaches our brain it's not life or death, depending on how you respond to it. Okay, so those are the toxins I wanted to share. Now, I've got an extra one I wanted to share as well. Just before that, I want to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter in the show notes link below. My bonus point I really want to share and kind of wrap some of this up is remembering. Remembering is like a process of writing down as... ask yourself a good quality question and then writing down as many answers as possible. Because what that does, it gets your brain searching in a way and starts going. So if use these on these toxins, so got a fear of rejection. Well, think about all the times people praise you, or you're being praised, or you've overcome what you perceived as rejection, or you've been approved or accepted, right? And then write that down and then do that again and again and again. Imposter syndrome, think of a time when you felt like you weren't worthy at the start, but you've overcome it. Write down all the examples of how you've grown in your life. When you can rewire your brain in this way, it's going to get it to remember stuff, and therefore you're going to default to a more positive state. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.